And as I say, you can't lit a toilet, right? But you can lit a room with a window much quicker and for higher rates than a space that doesn't have a window. Welcome back to the Commercial Property Investor Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Alexander. Thank you so much for the reviews recently. There's been a few coming in and we really appreciate it. And I can see the numbers change. As soon as we've had a couple of reviews in, we go up in the charts. And I'm not sitting looking at the charts all the time, but I recognise the fact that when we do go up in the charts, we then pick up more new listeners. So as the podcast grows, of course, we get the opportunity to raise more finance from sponsors and partners, which then allows us to invest more in the podcast, which means we can go and see more people, do more interviews, and it gets better for all of us. It's just this critical mass. So if you haven't done a review yet, please do. We'd really appreciate it. That is the best way to a podcaster's heart. Just leave a review. A good one, of course. A positive one, please. Okay, so today's topic is about optimizing space, and it's about toilets, right? My favorite subject. Does your toilet have a view? Does your toilet need to have a view? Do you have a window in your toilets? Or would you rather not have a window? And of course, I'm talking about office toilets here or industrial toilets, but you can't let a toilet. I've tried it. You can't. Unless, of course, it's under a lease. It's very difficult to make money from toilets, but they do cost quite a lot of money. So there's been a few times that I've taken over an old building, or indeed some people I'm working with are looking at taking on buildings, and there's a toilet with a window, or several windows. And of course, you can understand in the past, often that was just for ventilation reasons, right? To make it feel nicer in there, I guess. But a lot of the sort of pre-60s, 70s buildings, toilets are all around the perimeter. They're all taking up valuable window space. And as I say, you can't let a toilet, right? But you can let a room with a window much quicker and for higher rates than a space that doesn't have a window. When I bring this subject up, when I'm reviewing drawings with people and I talk about moving toilets, they're like, yeah, I hear you, Jerry, but no, I'm not doing that. But the more you go through the numbers and the longer you hold on to this building, the more important it becomes that you optimize your space as best as possible. And one of those things I really encourage you to do is spend time looking at where can I move the toilets to release windows, because they're so valuable. And there's a practicality to this, right? Of course, you've really got to think about the plumbing, the services, the drainage, gravity, right? Because I don't know about you, but I'm not really up for putting in one of these mechanical extractors on soil waste. No thanks. So I've seen them when they go wrong. It's just not nice, right? So a few times I've had to work out, right, if I move the toilets, where can I put the service stack? And as I say, the way that it works is it works on gravity. So it may be fine going down through the floor underneath and the floor underneath, but when you get to ground, where does it go? And we've made some mistakes in the past where we've connected up certain pipework and actually it was open-ended and we didn't discover for a little while. That wasn't nice. And then there's other times where we've connected up to pipework and it's just not been able to cope with the volume. So you've got to really spend a bit of time thinking about this. And I have to say, sometimes it's pretty perplexing trying to work out, particularly in old buildings, how do I make this work? But you know what? 9 times out of 10, there is a solution. Just really concentrate on it. So one of the things I try and do is stack the toilet. Let me take a moment to thank Office R&D for supporting the podcast. It's really important to us that we only work with sponsors that we've used ourselves. It's all about being authentic, right? Office R&D is the best flexible workspace platform we've come across, and believe me, we've tried a few systems over the last 20 years. Office R&D helps us manage our invoicing, customer community, reporting, building access, and many more aspects of our day-to-day operations. Why not book yourself a free demo to see how they can help you free up more time to grow your business? Follow the partner link in the show notes. Let's not on top of each other, but per floor, so that you've got this service void that you can put your new plumbing in, your new 4-inch pipes or 6-inch, whatever it is you're using. And It's just where it connects down at the bottom. A lot of properties, the older properties, have got mixed soil and soil and rainwater. So sometimes you can connect into that. It depends on whether you're changing use and redeveloping the whole building or whether it's the existing use that might have an effect on what you do with your plumbing. But also looking out for where soil traps are, manhole covers outside, and trying to just figure out, if I take this down internally, at some point, because we're talking about having it internally, right? At some point, you've got to get it to the external. Now, it might be you're really lucky and there's some plumbing indoors that you can connect up to. Fantastic. You've won a watch. But most of the time, as you come down, you then have to get it out to the external wall to then drop into whatever drainage you've got sitting out there that you can connect into. So I'm often trying to work it, right, is it the first floor I do that? Can I do that on the ground floor? Do I need to partially do it upstairs and then the next set of toilets on the ground floor are maybe on the outside wall just to make that whole plumbing thing work? So it's about the gravity, right? The plumbing is not so bad. Yes, you can pipe water up and down, cold water, warm water, but soil and waste, not so easy. But I would really, really encourage you to try and do that because it's so important. And another thing, just as a slightly, while we're on toilets, I've seen it where people only put one door into the toilets or into the, so you might have two toilets next to each other, one door each, and then it goes into an office space. Oh my word, that's awkward, right? That is really awkward. So if you're doing a design, you're thinking about putting two toilets in and everybody knows they're on view, that's just not ideal. It's quite awkward for people. Apart from anything else, there might be some things that come out that people don't want to smell or hear, right? So there's just that thing about, can I get two doors here onto your toilet block so that people don't feel so awkward? And if not, at least a secondary kind of partition internally, it just breaks it so that you're not looking straight in. Now, as I say, windows are really big real estate. Don't waste them. But this also goes for T-points, sometimes meeting rooms and phone booths. Do they need windows? Not really. Sure, you might want to have a T-point so somebody can look out the window when they're stirring their cup of chai, but actually, it's better to rent that out as an office. Sorry, it's just better to rent it out as an office because you can get higher value. And again, if you're in this for the long term, it's just important to think about these things, even though you're going to end up spending quite a lot of money maybe on moving stuff. One building we bought, there was new toilets in. Somebody invested quite a bit of money in new toilets, new vinyl, new white goods that were only about 2 years old. We had to take the whole lot out. Well, we didn't have to. We decided to take the whole lot out. And it was absolutely worth it because that particular floor where those toilets were, and because they weren't configured particularly well, and they were taking up at least two sets of windows, we were only managing to get a rental of about, I think it was about £600, £700. Might have been £750. And when we reorganised everything, put the toilet core into a different area, opened up all those windows, changed the whole feel of that space, we're getting five times that amount. Now, it's not just because we'd released, you know, let's say 200 square foot from toilets. It was the windows that made the difference because it made the other office part that was more less lit up by natural daylight become much more valuable. So it doesn't take long to pay off when you're making that kind of increase, right? Another big reason to utilize windows for offices, though, is technically you won't need extra ventilation. So if you do decide to leave the toilets on the outside window and you put an office on the inside or a meeting room on the inside and it doesn't have any windows, so you're relying on, you know, decorating it well and all that sort of stuff, you will need to ventilate that space. And that means that actually there's another cost there. And of course, the quality of the space is not so good, is it, from the customer's point of view? They just can't enjoy that so much. Okay, so I just wanted to bring that up. Does your toilet have a view? Does it need a view? It's all about optimizing layout design and creating value for you long term and, of course, for the customer. But if you're going to refurbish toilets anyway, then definitely look at relocating them. It's just practically, how's it going to work? And I don't know how you work, whether you've got a practical mind, a building mind or not, but there will be plenty people that will probably tell you that won't work. You can't move them there. And for me, that's kind of like a little bit of a red rag. I'm going to find out a way. I hope it's the same for you, because 9 times out of 10, there is a way. There is a way. You've just got to try and work it out. Okay, I'm going to leave that one with you. Next time you're in a toilet with a view, just think how expensive that real estate is, because you can't charge for it. Okay, catch you soon.